Actually, the machlokes is, first of all, the big chiddush on yesterday is that there's actually like a tumas klei cheres, which pertains to the mashki tmeim in your mouth. If there's something like if you enter a giant oven, then the tumas mashkin pervades whatever's in your mouth, and or rather I should say tumas mashkin is in the saliva in your mouth, and that accepts tuma either from the airspace of the oven, or if your mouth is has tuma in it, so that pervades the airspace of the oven. So in any event, it's only when there's mashkin, and it's but of course the tuma derabbanan. But that was on the books. Now the thing is like this: we had a machlokas between Chizkin and Rabbi Yochanan, which said that if a person was eating the Braisa said that if a person was eating a date with hands which were tameh, his hands are tameh, then he put his hands into his mouth to take a pebble or something out of his or a stick or a splinter out of his mouth. So then he's metame the tzror. Metame the date which he's eating. So Chizkiah said that's only by a date. Rabbi Yochanan said it's not just by a date, it's by any fruit. Okay? So now we're up to the last line, Masisa Pli Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said it's any fruit. The Chor of the Mishnah argues on him. So what does it say? It says, Ochlin, this Bryce argues him. Ochlin the Kuvin. Our Mishnah. It said you're allowed to eat food when your hands are tamei, as long as everything is dry, by truma, a beloved kodesh, but not if it's kodesh. So, why? The question is, if we're afraid by other foodstuffs other than by dates, why are we allowed to eat truma, the adayim v'suavos, if it's anything, as well it's not kodesh, let's be afraid that he's going to stick his hand in his mouth and then moisten the fruit, and that's going to make the fruit mokshul kabel tuma, right? And it's going to become tummy. So pasala b'zorik. We're talking about a case where he tosses the fruit into his mouth. He tosses the fruit into his mouth, he doesn't actually touch the liquids in the mouth, that's why it's okay. Says my imbizar, if you look at Kodesh, if it's talking about where he pops the food into his mouth, so Shabbat do that even by Achilas Kachim. So says, we're afraid that he'll forget and touch the Kachim in his mouth. We're afraid that it's going to touch the Kachim in his mouth, if you look at Chumi Yasser, so it should be also Yasser by Chuma. My Kadun, what's the difference between Chuma and Kachim? So we have this type of Achilas Kachim a couple of times in the Sechta. Ochli truma is reasoning. People eat truma, they're accustomed to eating truma, they're accustomed to being safeguarding themselves from doing something wrong like that. Ben Ushrech is not going to forget. Ochli a kodesh, people eat kodesh, Anon's reason are not that meticulous, Vushalchach, and they're going to forget and stick their hands into their mouths. Tamati, we learned over there. An one no gea, an one can touch. Veino makriv, but only can touch food which is kachim, of course, and not sacrifice kachim. Veino cholik lo chaberev, when he's only he can't divide up food in order to eat that night. Tamanatomar mutar liga. The question is, how come an onein is allowed to touch kachim? And here we say v'katamar osliga, guy whose hands are tummy, but everything is dry is not allowed to touch. What's the difference? So Rabbi Yonah said, "Kamishu see a daito." To talk our case, to our case, where he's Mishiach Das, because he is Tomei, even though it's only his hands, and they're not, there's no liquid to transport the Tumah, nonetheless, since Mishiach Das, it's forbidden. And the case of Onin is not Mishiach Das. Rabbi Yossi asked, if he's not paying attention to our Mishnah, I feel bit Chumiye also, or even by Chumach be also to touch. Why just by Kachim? So, my Kadun, what talk is the difference between Onain and our Mishnah? So, Rabbi Yirmi, okay, now Rabbi, look, even the Sebashe, right? Bob Armel, and they were Bob Memel. Rasu, so, they made an Onain, it should be Ki Ochel Ochel, not Ochel Ki Ochel, but Ki Ochel Ochel, as if he ate Revi by Kodesh. So, a person ate Revi Kodesh, he cannot ingest Kodesh, because now that's Xer, we said that before, that he is somebody who has the last level of Tumah, cannot eat a substance of that Tumah that which is susceptible to that tumor, even though theoretically it's not making it tummy, but nonetheless, because he has mashkin in his food, meat in his, and there's saliva in his mouth, so it makes the other stuff tummy. So therefore, an owner is like ochor v'yim kodesh. So it should be here instead of a damra, kamadat damra, like you say, ochor v'yim kodesh. So mitzvah v'yim kodesh also lochal. He's forbidden to eat kachim. Umuta lida is allowed to touch, because so to the onen, also locha is forbidden to eat, muta lida is allowed to touch. Okay, period. Talmud Tanina, we learned over there. Shebe Shamari Meshamai says, Tricha Tfilo Bachron, a woman who's a Mechusar Kippurim, meaning she's a Tfilo, she's went through the 40 days for a male or 80 days for a female. At the end of those 40 or 80 days, she has to go to the Mikra. The question is why? Why should she have to go to the mikveh? They say, why? The Torah says, "Eino tzricha tefila v'achron." She doesn't have to go to the mikveh yet. Ma'ana k'ed, what are you talking about? Im achilas truma. We're talking about to do it in order to eat truma. Kasha be'shamai. Why should she make her go to the mikveh? Kari be'shamai. Does it make no sense? Lo tefilas yomi. She went to the mikveh after her 7th day for a boy and her 14th day for a girl, right? So she's a tefilas yom since then. Right, that's the halacha. A woman who during that period, or the 40 or 80 days, is like one long tefillas yom. So she's one long tefillas yom. So she has to go to the mikvah at the end of the 40 or 80 days. She already went to the mikvah at the end of the 7 or 14. Right. So says
this is probably basically the
Tehillah. Could be, but we don't have a Rabbanah on this because we don't keep it anymore. So I don't know. Maybe it is. Now I'm sure. So Naaman, so says, oh, that's what you mean to say.
Yeah.
Oh, I misunderstood. Okay, yeah, of course you're right. Okay, so says Amar, and either Chizkachim, you know, Chizkachim, Kachim Besil, so we're going to Besil, because how can Besil let her eat without going to the mikvah? We have a Xeris HaKosuv, that v'lo mechuseres kapara, not gzeres kosev, gzeres abonim. Zinshi mechuseres kapara, vei mechuser kapara toim tefillah yitzah kodesh. It's true, mechuser kapara doesn't have to toivel in order to eat kodesh, but a mechuser kapara does have to toivel in order to eat kachim, right? So kachim is still. Vei mechuser, again, v'lo mechuseres kapara, vei mechuser kapara toim tefillah yitzah kodesh. Or it's on Kodesh. So it says tomorrow, you can say either way. Maybe we can say it about Truma in the case of the Machlos B'Shaim B'Sil, Taman over there. V'adot etznir n'acha reisha divrei akol v'seva machlokas. And our Mishnah is the subject of machlokas. The reisha which says the ratio that says that for kachim you have to toivel. What did it say? Onech superim tumah tefila kodesh avlo truma. Right. The ratio that said for chum for kodesh you have to toivel, that would not be a machlokas. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees with the ratio of Mishnah. The same one says that for truma you have to toivel, that would be a machlokas, right? The same machlokas. Because if you're going to say machlokas, it's still mitzramai. Over there, concerns truma, so that's exactly the issue of the machlokas. Whether you have to toil for truma or not, right? So it says the Gemara, and now here are a few, the carbonate changes a couple of things. There's obviously a mistake here. Should we tamar b'kachi, kodesh, okay, we come in hot tamon. You know what I say? Over there, the machlokas is about kachi, whether you have to toil for kachi or not. So v'hada yidatnina, yidatnina tamon. So reisha, the reisha, then of our mission is a machlokas, because that would be the problem. If you're going to say over there, Bishan, we still argue about kachim. So then the ration of our mission says you have to toil for kachim. We're subject to the machlokas, right? Because our major says that you definitely have to be toil for kachim. Then that would be precisely then the machlokas, Bishul, Bishamai. And Seifa, the Seifa of our mission said, for true, we don't have to be toil. That would be Dibra Kol. Everybody would agree with that. So it says, Mara Rashubar Abdume. Okay, I'm on. I'm sure what I'm saying for Ibarra. But Truman and Kayam in Taman. The truth is that over there, where Beshama says you have to toivot, so I'm out by Truman, right? Why after Tovel? Our mission says no. So it says what? It's a separate Tvetakona Beisham. It really means then you're off the Tovel after that period to go eat Truma. However, Beisham made a Tvetakona in the Adyotis because of the idiots. Here Adyotis means idiots. Shlo Rosh Shalo Yu Omer, that they shouldn't say, Rino Isha Shofasta Mochels Betruma. We saw a woman bleeding a moment ago, and the next day she goes to eat Truma. Or the next moment. So they have an order that people shouldn't have that dumb conclusion. So therefore they made a takara, even though she doesn't have to, this woman should toy before eating Truma. Okay? Chayver Betruma. That was a severity in Truma. Shebi Yehuda Nemoni Maltaras Yayin Meshem and Koli Mozu Shara. By Yehuda, their people are believed to say that wine and oil is tahar, even if they're not, you know, necessarily Talmid Chachamim. They're believed to say a Koli Mozu Shara, which is the entire time of the year. Uvishas Agitos Vabadim, and on the time of when a gas or a bad, when wine is being pressed or olives are being pressed. Afal or Truma, they also believe on Truma. In other words, to say that they kept the Truma properly, Tzar. Avra Kitas Vavadim, if however the time of the wine and olive press is passed, Vevilo Chavitz Chosheliayin Shul Truma, the person, even Yehuda, who's not learned, not a scholar, not a chover, brings you a barrel of wine of Truma, Leikai Meni Okoi cannot accept it from him. Ava Minichal Gas Ababa, then he leaves it for the following wine pressing season. And then im amar lo, if the amoretz or the simple man says if Rashi toch revi is kodesh, he lives the next gas and then he can ask him, because chachamim they decreed that there's going to be a neutral zone around the Yomim Tovim, around the time when people come up Aliyah L'Regel. So then, since Chazal want everybody to eat and partake from each other, so therefore Chazal suspended the lack of credibility which the Amoraites has, and they gave credibility during the time when they're pressing the grapes for the purpose of bringing them up to Yerushalayim, right? So therefore, for the pilgrimage. So therefore, if he actually already harvested, and already made the wine before the pilgrimage time, so then we just leave the wine to the next pilgrimage time, and then you ask him the question is whether you kept the Torah or not. Because again, that's the time when we suspend the stringency. So it says more, and now, Mishnah, new thing, Amar lo, if Rashi is Zohar, V'yitz Kodesh, and Amoritz is always believed about Kodesh. So if he says, I put a V'yitz of Kodesh wine inside this Truma wine, and then Namon, he's believed to say that the whole thing is Torah, no matter what the time of year. If you have barrels of oil and barrels of wine which are mixed in Chulin and Truma, they're believed about them at the time of the presses of the grapes and the wine, and called them Lagashi Yom, 70 days before the initial pressing of the wine. Okay, now Chomer v'Truma v'Shem Yudish Namon, to quote from the Mishnah. It says that there's a severity in Truma and Yehuda there believed. But Golo alone, now flip side that, not mentioned in the Mishnah, in Golo they're not believed. So it says, Mara, why is this? Lo Rabbi Simon Rishum and Levi Shemrai Padoya said, Nibnei Shepaska Shokuti Mapsekis. Because there's a area of Samaritans between the Galil and Yehuda. So therefore, since this is an interruption, so therefore, stuff might have become tummy inadvertently long ways, not paying attention. Says Moravati, and then we learn Shniolorega Beverayardain, that the second best place to bring carbon to Omer from is from the place of Regev on the other side of the Jordan River. So how can we bring it from the other side of Jordan River? Belokach, anyway. Aim Sukio Shukuni Mafsekis. Aren't we afraid that the non-Jews will lay ambush in the middle or lay a trap, and they're going to they're going to cause the grain or not grain, the wine to become tummy? So says Maram. Rabbi Shimi said, "Tiru Tipater, explain the following way: Bemakom Grogrim Gargim." b'mevi gargrim. He brings the olives to Kaitim Shav and he presses them in Yehuda. So this is an interesting thing, Gemara say. Gemara say, I get around the problem of bringing the stuff from Chutz Laaretz or from the Galil if I bring them in a way that all the malach is done here. So when I bring them over, of course, and I'm a Kabbal Tumia, so it's not a Kabbal Tumia, it's not a problem.
What happens if you go through
we're afraid that they're going to botch up things
for you. So, what
they go to the Tumah there? They can't be going to Tumah because they're Yisrael. They don't want to be going to Tumah there, it's Yisrael. But the goes to the Tumah brings stuff from the Galil is not believed to say a main star, which is tantamount the same thing. You don't like that?
No, it makes sense. It could have just as easily gone the other way, too.
Why are we the other way?
Because we're dealing with this area of Kusin that separates Yehuda from the Galil, then in effect, it's almost the equivalent of going through Chutz La'aretz, although it's not Chutz La'aretz, it's Eretz Yisrael. But he's still dealing with these non-Jewish people.
So it's a little plume because of... All right. I'm not sure exactly why the Kutz impossible, right? That's the truth, right? But one of those reasons. Says Mar, if you don't have money, Malayai, and you even believe on the wine, I will look on condom, but not on the barrels, meaning when you buy wine from the wine merchant at the time when it's permitted during the neutral season, so then you immediately have to pour it into your own barrels. You can't trust his barrels. They didn't make such a takara, you could trust the barrels. So you can't trust the wine, but not the barrels. The Galil and their money, Lolly, I believe, but Kankai can't believe on either one. Right?
You're afraid the barrels became
tired? Absolutely.
So why wouldn't the wine
become tired? Again, because Rabbanu suspended their Xero. It's not necessarily what we would call consistent, but that's the way it is. Let's have to get a tissue. So they're believed on the wine, but not on the barrels. Now, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, now there's a bunch of weird souls to read this here, and I don't like any of them. So I'm just going to read it the way it says it, even though nobody else seems to do it. I don't know why not. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Ben Dorom, a guy from Judea, from Yehuda, Shamay Galil Abbasil said, I bought it from the Galil, remained tar. He's Naaman, he's believed. Why is he believed? Because he knows how to keep stuff tar. So even though he's going through the Eretz Amim, you know, like you said, nonetheless, it's considered to be tar. Well, from here, you see, not like what you said, really, explicitly. Because here it says quite clearly that it's not a Xera on the land, right? Well, Bengal Sharma Midarom Abisia. And a Galilean who says, well, I bought it from the south. In other words, I originated my trade route down here. Ain't no name, but he's not believed because he's not Maluma. It could be he's believed that he took it down here in the south, but he's not accustomed to keeping stuff tar, so therefore it doesn't do us any good. Okay? Says, and well, Rabbi Yirmiya Sovar Meim, Rabbi Chuma Shinasi Sagava Kodesh. The only time we believe people that the Chuma retained its Tara, it's when it's truma which is made for the express purpose of eating the Kodesh. A gavatzot of a truma made on the level of truma in and of itself, low. There's no credibility. Rabbi Yitzhak said, When Chazal gave credibility to Zamaratzim, Afil Nasis, a gavatzot, even if it's made for itself. It says, Rabbi Chayla is the word missing here. Truma masnisa, bleak Rabbi Yitzhak. All right, the Mishnah starts to define Mishnah Arius Rabbi Yitzhak, or Bryson. Said Sarach Lamor Aleihen Achiit Bolu. You got to stand by the Amoratim until they go to the mikvah. How come? Because you should believe them, right? According to Rabbi Yisa, even the true by itself, they should believe them. So it says Mar Apostle Lashlo B'Shas Sabbat. That's at the time. You know when you have to stand over them and watch till they tefil. When it's not the time of the olive press, but the time of the olive press, they have credibility, and therefore it's not a problem. It says in that price, it says but the same thing about olives and grapes. Now, I don't know exactly the difference is again because I'm not a botanist, but it seems that there could be a specific time lapse between the harvest of olives and the pressing of the olives. But between grapes, there is no such time lapse. And that makes sense, because olives do keep, but grapes do not. So therefore, it's saying, I understand you want to say that we don't trust...
There has to be a something, first of all, olives.
North? Do they?
Yeah.
Really? No, you're making it up.
Pickle the olives.
No. Not to make olive oil. How are they going to get it in 8 days from in time of Hanukkah?
Do you want to tell me if the pickle olives are just for eating?
No, I have no idea.
They always pickle
oil. Oh, they do for eating.
For eating, for sure.
But not for oil.
No?
No. They usually try to heat them up, you know. They put them in a basket, like, to get heated up, but they don't pickle them first. So, amen. So, says Mara. So, but by the wine, I guess it's great spoil. Grape spoil. It's got to be chopped. It's got to be right afterwards. So, says the Gemara, is a meimer shlovish asad gas on Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Elazar said, Okodem at shlo batzu ba shlosh meyada. You know, I got an idea for you. When don't I believe the guy about Truma? At the time of the actual working of the gas, the actual working of the wine press, I do believe the guy. That's part of Parsons Takara. But it's only after it started already. And started is defined as once three people have pressed their grapes. Until three people press their grapes, it's not going to be star of the seed. It's not going to be star of the seed. It's not believing what he said. Is that clear? The guy, that Martha's believe when the season begins. What's the point at the beginning of the season? Three people have done it. What happens if before three people have done it, he says, I kept this truma tahar? It's not believed. I don't know if he's the third, maybe tzarechin, you know, what the status is. But he has to ask me three people already in order to establish a pattern. Right? If three people didn't already start their gitos, so then we say it's not Yishas Agas. And then start the bad, it's not Yishas Abad. Okay? So it says, Nogobotaros Bishas Agitos. Now, whatever the Sayyid Torah touches these olives or grapes at the time of the Gitos Babadi, at the time of the pressing of the wine and grapes, and the oil, on the olive, and the olives, or the whatever. So, Nogobotaros Bishas Agitos Abadi. Toros, then everything. Gitos Vabadim, Toros, then their Torah. Avruha Gitos Vabadim, once, however, the Gitos and the Vabadim have passed, meaning the pilgrimage in time has passed, at that point, tomatoes, they become Tommy again. That's where the Eshkli Cheres. At the time when there was a special dispensation, it was mitar. Before it might mitame, but then it was mitar, and now it's going to be mitame again. How could such a thing happen, right? How could there be such a concept? Says the Gemara. Where am I? Blaze clearly like Milayake. Isn't everything the Mark counts the question? Isn't everything like that? El Kani. Rather, this is the way you want to ask. Nogobo Taros Kodem Legitos. It touched Taros, the plane. Not the plane. The whatever we're dealing with here. Nogobo the Amoritz. Touched Taros. Kodem Legitos. Bavadim, before the time of the Gitos and Badim, Hatoros, that which is Tor, instead of saying Toros here, it should say obviously Tomeos. That which is Tor is Tomei, because before the actual Shasa Gitos Vabadim began. V'yesh li cheres. So the Gemara asks, if before the Shas Hagitos it was Tamei, v'yesh li cheres mishumi Tamei chozer mitzar, so how on Yontif, the time of pilgrimage, does it become Torah again? So that's more blaze. Going on Milai Canis, everything like that, that's the way it is. Okay, this is what you should have asked. Nogobo Taro, if something Torah touched it, b'shol shumali atar, b'shol shumali, the time that it's full, so Taro's Torah, that which is Torah is Torah. Pino, if you took everything away, Hataros Meis and everything is Tommy. It says more V'yesh Klicheres Chodosh Klicheres Shumitar V'choisim Mitame. Out here, it's under circumstances it's Mitar and circumstances it's Mitame. So says the Gemara of Leis Kolei Meal. Okay, that's the way it is. Isn't everything like that? Ella Rad Kini. This is the way to read it. Nagu Bo Taros B'Shoshu Reikon. If Taurus touched at the time that it was empty, Atahoros Tmeos, then that which is Taurus Tomei. Milo Ataho, Milo, if you filled it up, however, Atahoros Taurus, and those are Tratori made Tor. Yesh Licheres Matama, Mishumatami, Chosen Matami. How could you have a Licheres? That when we come with Tomei becomes Torah afterwards. So it's more of a lace clay line me like it. Isn't everything like that? Meaning that the taka can happen. Something can originally be Tomei and then become Torah, depending on the situation. So the bottom line is that all these things is that there is a situational type of Tumah and Taara which is taken on and off by Rabbanan at will. Even though it doesn't seem particularly rational to us, it doesn't have to be rational. Rabbanan, for their own reasons, took off this Tumah and Taara as they saw fit. Okay? So the advantage they saw was that Rabbanan shouldn't feel excluded from our resources to him and their mothers. B'shaz ha-gitos v'abadim. Okay? Says Rabbi Yochanan said, Kushes hops, kudera, a pot, kiruya. I'm sorry, not kudera. Kiruya, if I recall correctly, is a gourd. The Gemara is going to explain it. Umavli, an alley, vigir, a gear, and amoretz. Since all these cases don't know what to do, Chomarin. Chaim Soloveitchik would have had a field day with Rabbi Yochanan. Since he didn't know what to do, there's machmir and everything. Okay? Kusht. What's kusht? Or koshes? What's hops? I think that we looked over there, kusht, the hops, and a whole bunch of other types of quasi-edible vegetables. Bachemes. Birashi, Psami, Matoya, Bachildus, and Piplin. You'll call them because of Meiser. They are bought for Kesa Meiser, Meiser Shema Yushlain, because they are technically food. However, they're not food enough to be Matami to Masochlin. They're edible, but they're not food, so therefore you're not Matami, you come into contact with them. Okay? If Einon, Adib Rabbi Akiva, I'm Rabbi Akiva. Is that where you're up to?
Yeah.
I understand. Well, in the kochim because of meiser, if they can be bought with meiser money, so then they're food. We name ayin matam to masochim, and they tam to masochim, and ayin matam to masochim, and amatay to masochim because they're not food. I've had loy kochim because of meiser. They'll be able to buy meiser shady money. Yerushalayim says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan. Chomerim itam to masoichlin. Rabbi Yochanan says the chumra is because of the tumas ochlin. One second. Well, basically, he's not saying a reason, just citing how he's going to pass it. He's saying I'm going to take the chumras of both. the chumra of the one by Tuba Saiklin, and the other chumra by the one of how does it work? 1 second. Right, the opposite is considered to be Tama Tuma Saiklin, but the other one it can't be both Kesa Meiser because perhaps it's not considered to be true Ochel. So it's basically basically, we say that we're machmir on both counts. We don't know whether to consider Tumas Ochel, and therefore we're machmir not to consider Tumas Ochel, for that's a chumrah. Machmir to consider Tumas Ochel when it's not a chumrah. The other way. We're machmir to give it the tumah of Tumas Ochel, because that's a chumrah. And we're also machmir that it can't be both guess and meister, because that's a chumrah as well. Okay, so we give it the chumrah to both, because we're not sure about how to pass it. That was the first case. The second case is kiwi is the gourd. The three not that we learned over there. Kiwi is she blew up a mayim. That was an interesting mission. We learned it the Yerushalmi Amavua changes it. So kiwi is she blew up a mayim she ewim a kaddish. You had a brand new pot, so really didn't need tefillas kelim. But since you're about to pour adum, you're very machmir, so you dunked it in, right? So, kiruah shibula b'mayim, ruin l'kaddish, she'ein ruin l'kaddish, that are not suitable for kiruah shadayim, kiruah pour aduma. So then, mekachin ba achitzi tamei. You can still use the gourd until it becomes tamei. Nidma, once it becomes tamei, emashkin, emakdishin ba. You can't use it for this purpose. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua Meir, this is all part of the Brayta. Rabbi Yeshua says, im makdishin ba mitchila. If you like to use this word to begin with, myself, you should be allowed to use it again as well. You can't use it at the end in order to make kiddush. So then, half lo bitchilas it should work in the beginning as well. So it says benkach lo yeso besocha mayim kudoshim. Regardless, you should have collected it waters which are kodesh. So basically, what we're saying is like this: you have a gourd. The gourd was dunked into a regular mikveh in order to, as a prelude to being used for a paraduma. Once it's dunked into a regular mikveh, Tanakhama says you continue using it and becomes tummy. What happens if it becomes tummy? You have to stop using it. Why do you have to stop using it? Because in a gourd is porous, so the water which is tummy becomes absorbed in the material of the gourd. So then, even if you toil the gourd after it became tummy, it continues to contain the tummy liquids, and those come out over time and make your food the truma inside, whatever it is tummy, right? That's no good. However, with questions like this, the question is that what if you dump the gourd to begin with in a mikveh which is kosher, but those waters can't be used for paraduma? So they got absorbed in the gourd too. So the question is whether the question is that these waters are coming out too, and they're also going to be a problem. So that's machlokas. Whether the question is for those waters, even which got balua beforehand, or dafka question is for the waters afterwards. Okay? The waters beforehand with tar, the waters later on with tome. But maybe the tara paraduma is so tome vis-a-vis the tara regular case is so tome vis-a-vis paraduma, it doesn't make a difference. Okay? So it says, so that's Gemara's issue here. So again, Rabbi Yochanan says, Chamarin. Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to be machmir. Chamarin, aim mekachi b'lo b'tchila b'lo b'sof. That the machmir assumes it's not mekadosh neither the beginning nor at the end. Okay, that means that, you know, use the waters which are in this kelim in the gourd, regardless of whether the water fell into the substance of the gourd beginning or at the end, I ascribe to a negative thing, whether it's tuma or whether it's just stam water, which is not royal kaddish, and therefore I can't use any of these waters. Okay, mavi kai the tziyatam mavi is like we said over there. A mavi whose kora lechi got took take off on Shabbos or Yontif. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chomari, he says he had to be machmir. Asur bebe Shabbos, who bebe Shabbos was machlok, so he's also just for this Shabbos or all Shabbos. So the bottom line is we ask him for all Shabbos. He's also for all Shabbos. Why?
What do we ask?
For him carrying until he rebuilds the mavi. Rebuilds the ker lechi or kora. Okay, nothing to do with Arm Mesech.
Yeah,
okay, so
I'll be able to
knock her.
Yeah,
he has to rebuild it until he can do it. Then there's no problem. We're talking about whether somebody get out with the out rebuilding, because of course today is Shabbos. Okay? So, the Mavli, he can't rebuild that Shabbos. The question is whether he can carry anyway. So this is such an opinion, although it's not brought down, that he can't carry anyway. So let's go further. Ger, the tiny Ger, she's Geyer. Ger, which became a Ger. Boil Oyenus. And he had wine from the tiny, he was a Goy. Omar, but Boil Ishlonis Nasich Mehem. I know that they weren't used for Nesav purposes, because I was a pious Goy. I say so myself. Right? So it depends. Bismachinasu Gabi Atmo, if he was the only sole proprietor involved in the winemaking business, right? So then, he's allowed to have it. Nobody else is allowed to have it because they can't believe in this respect because it's not too waiting, right? However, so I lost my place. What? What?
I lost the place too.
Let's start from the tiny. It's asked to give a line again. The tiny Geshe's guy below Yenos. He had wine. On Bartley Shul, he's not some man, but he knows how to do, but there was no nis with him. His actual Asu Gavatsu, when he made it himself, Tari Lo Tmei Machir. He could trust his own action, nobody else can trust him. Agavi Achim, other people made it for him. Tzmei ben lo ben lachem, you can't trick him either because he has no real idea. I don't understand. He told him lo, you told him lachem, it's good for him, it should be good for everybody else. He told him lachem, you told him lo, they're bad for him, they're bad for everybody else. Says, they're bad for everybody else, it's bad for him. Says, Marv, Yochanan said, the real answer is, Chomari, we're machmir both. Tzmei ben lo ben lachem, they're tovei for him and anybody else, period. Okay. Amoritz, what's my list of Amoritz? Some of that look is a tiny. Words are bright. Amoritz, she's smiling, he's covering the sides of the cover. It's going to become credible on Truman's surmises. But the Tara said, yes, so which was offered previously. Vam, I said, Vorli, Shanasu, Batara, I'm sure they made Batara. Bismarck, Shanasu, Gabi, Atsu, Vim, so made it. Tara, so he could trust his own Ashkoche. Utme, Lachem, Robils, could trust his Ashkoche. How Gabi, Achem, everybody else made it for him. Today, else, Bilom, Achem, he can't even trust his own Ashkoche or his own objects. Rabbi Kiva, Mary, and Tara, so you, Tara, Achem. The Kiva says if they should be Torah for him, they should be Torah for others. In Tmeya Sachin, in Tmeya Sot, there are Tomei for other people, should be Tomei for him as well. So it says, Mar Rabbi Yochama, sorry. Yochama, Rabbi Yochama Sav says, Chomarim Tmeim, we have to be Machmir. Chomarim Tmeyos, Ben Lo, Ben Lo. And they told me at all times when both for him, for anybody else. I'm Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana said, Harobin Oyu Omri, the young lads who are the sons of Rechia, used to say that B'chuba Shanasis Agabe HaKoidish He. The Armish is talking about B'chuba Shanasis Agabe HaKoidish. And that's why we're that's why there's credibility in our Mishnah at the time of the Kitos in the body. However, the Gabi Atzmo lo, but not if he made it on his own, just Truma al Taras Truma. By new mayor, and I say, Rabbi Yana said, that it's even true if he made back with Pil Nasis al Gabi Atzmo, even making, doing it himself, it doesn't make a difference. So Asya, the Rabbi Yossi. One second. Rabbi Yossi came out saying like Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yirmiya like the Rovim. What's the case? I forgot. The Rav Karmeida says Rabbi Yossi would have said before that a that they that even by your own cognizance it's Tohor. That's a Rabbi Yana. And Rabbi Yirmiyahu said that Trumal Nasi Sagavi Kodesh Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yirmiyahu? It says what?
Inside, Tohoros, Perikyut, Mishne Gimel.
Yeah. Right. Rabbi Yosef, Shubash Nasa Gabe Kodesh, or Gabe Atzma Lo, or Rabbi Yosef, Pilu Nasa Gabe Atzma. Right, the question whether they believed only when it's Shubash Nasa Gabe Tiras Kodesh, or they didn't believe when they made true by itself. So it's the same thing. I'm getting back to our base. 5 months in the Mishnah before Mishnah, Rabbi Yai Rovi, you will bring Mishnah Nasa Gabe Akkadish, who are Gabe Atzma Lo. It's only that there's believability. Bani Yom Rafi Nasa Gabe Atzma. And as Rabbi Yai Rovi, Rabbi Yai Rovi, it's exactly the same. Period. Imam Elo, now everybody agrees, if this is actually a Kash according to Gilin Efrat. Wait a minute, Imam Elo, if I should still be Yisrael Kodesh, Nehemah. This is a Kash on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Because it says here, oh, these believe, even if you just put inside of it a Revius of Kodesh, after the fact, he made out Tahar Struva. After the fact, he put a Revius of Kodesh, that's enough to believe him. Why? The Korah, according to the Mishati, made out Tahar Struva to begin with. So it's more, no, it's not right, it's not a problem. That's because now that he mixes it together, of course he's believed, even though it's after the fact. But it indicates that clearly the Machatkilah is being very mocked. That's why it's okay. And we had our initial case of Kadiyai and Kadishem, which are Madamos, which he's believed on. These are Stora cases in which they store the mixed stuff, which is Truma and the Chulin together. So that, of course, if he's believed on that, same way he's believed on regular Truma. Okay, Minamotias Lachutz.
Excuse me.
The Tanamotias and In, Nemani Alti Cheres. The potters are believed to say that the Kli Cheres they're carrying are Tohar. They're made Betara. Again, say that Kodah bringing the stuff up to Shulayim. I mean, the idea is the Chutz of its Biyamah, the Eder Nemo and the Napoli. Ketzer, HaKadar Shul Mocher, there is a potter who sells his pottery. Nichas Lipnim Ramodiyas, because it's in the city of Modiyas, which is a town, if it's the same as Modiyim, 15 mil away from Shulayim, because in that radius, Hu HaKadar, as long as he is the maker, and he says the Torah. Vayinakdo, so these are the tares that he made, no middlemen. So the Vayin Aloichim, and these are the buyers, no middlemen, and that's not either. Naaman, they're all believed to say, the Naamanus is there to say it's Torah. Yotza, if they leave the area, the radius to Modias, then Eino Naaman, then they lose credibility already. Says, my mission is about small pottery vessels, not about large ones, because small ones are hard to find. Large ones, go make your own. Masisa, okay, the Mishnah says it. Huakadar, ben akderes, ben alochit. Worry about kederos. Kederos locally, cheres, back in hand. Kederos are small vessels. So we see they only believe that small vessels, not large vessels. Nogabo taros minamodias lifnim. Now what if taros touched the stuff which came in from modias lifnim? Right? So here the Shari Torah takes out the next four words, which really don't make any sense, and put it instead. So then ataros tmei toros, and of course they're tor. Minamodias lachutz is all the Shari Torah is so put here. Minamodias lachutz, if they touch taros outside modias, ataros tmei, then the taros are tomei. That's also partial. Now comes the more less partial case. Going back to the water, fifth line down. If the vessel is full of water, even if it's from Odias and in within the radius, is believed on the vessel but not on the beverage. Because he's Nema. So he is believed. So why not here also say that he's believed? Because since it's believed on the pot, he's also, just like if it's believed on the Kodesh, believes on the Truma, if it's believed on the pot, he's also believed on the water. Let's resolve it. He said, when he was by a chover, he set aside the Truma Sumai, it's not true with some mises here. Sorry about a pot. So let's make it fresh tea. Oh, okay. He would have to say, he's talking about the case over there, the case of the Buddha Vias Korshin to Truma. And he would say that you can only say you put a Vias Korshin to Truma that you believe. As a result of your being the coach also in the room, the case where this guy said was a chover when he did it. It was in both components, not just that he put Kodesh in the room, but also he said it was a chover when he did it. He put his like Kodesh into Truma. Put a piece of Kodesh into Truma. So then he's believed to say that this stuff is Torah because it's Kodesh in it. Hi, he did the Truma before he did the Kodesh, right? But nevertheless, he's believed on that. He says, it doesn't say why, but he says, actually, just like he says, where he says, I was a chaver until he released it. So he has credibility. So to here, he has credibility on. No, here he doesn't have credibility. Here, he's not believed Kodesh Tokish on the water in the vessel. Even though he's believed on Truma, which is attached to Kodesh. What's the difference? So Bezira says the difference is an extrinsic one. The difference is not intrinsic. The difference is that by the case where he put Kodesh into Truma, there is on Truma, in that case, it's a guy who said he was a chaver when he did it. Whereas our case, a guy put water into the vessel from Minamodis' name, he doesn't say it was a chaver when he did it. It just says, believe me on this, you believe me on this. So that Rabbi Zera doesn't accept because they're not parallel cases. Now the Mar says, in fact, it could be they are parallel cases. Rabbanan cases, Shem Rabbi Boom, Barachia said, Tamir Shem Lakish, ain't chaveris b'mayim. Very interesting thing. He said, there is no chaveris vis-a-vis water. In other words, on the pots you believed, it's within Modias. On the Truma you believed, right, if it's attached to Kodesh, at the very least, perhaps even on its own, but not on water. Because the whole Takkot is based on what's difficult for pilgrims to get in their way to Yerushalayim. Go get water somewhere else. Water is an easy commodity to find, so we're not going to make the Takkot for water. So we have Takkot min ha-Modias lifnim versus min ha-Modias l'chutz. We have Takkot of Yimei HaKitos V'Abadim, your belief, and by the way, Yimei HaKitos V'Abadim is 70 days. Each one is 70 days before you hunt them. Yeah, I'm coming. And we have, but we don't have such a Takkot on water, because water is easy to get. Tough it out.